The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. We're coming up on the most important election America has ever had. It's very likely that our liberty will live or die with this election. Let's consider why our one vote is so very important. Because of sin, the root of selfishness came into mankind in the Garden of Eden. Thus, God established civil government to control that selfishness in man. But because that root is in all men, we need for civil government to control not only the ruled, but the rulers as well. James Madison, who wrote most of the U.S. Constitution, stated, "In framing a government which is to be administered by men over men, the great difficulty lies in this," he said. "You must first enable the government to control the governed, and in the next place, oblige it to control itself." In other words, law must be equally binding on those who rule as well as those who are ruled, because all of us are inherently selfish. Thus, there are only two types of civil government. There is government from God through men, or government from man without God. This is the difference in constitutional government and dictatorial government. Constitutional government must rely on God's superior wisdom revealed in the Bible to check the sin principle, both in the people and in the ruler. It's based on the belief that God is sovereign and thus has the right to rule through men chosen by the men they will rule over. Dictatorial government relies solely on man's ability. Therefore, a dictator ignores the Constitution, believing it is a sign of weakness, and being deceived by Satan to think he is superior to the wisdom of others, he believes his will is the highest law. Thus, he treats a constitution as worthless. George Washington warned us what would happen if our nation, rulers or people, ever came to believe our ideas were higher than God's. He stated, quote, "We ought to be no less persuaded that the smiles of heaven can never be expected on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of order and right which heaven itself has ordained." This, ladies and gentlemen, is the importance of a constitution and the importance of why you must vote. When a Christian doesn't vote, you are saying, "I believe man's thinking is higher than God's. I'm going to trust one man's thinking as opposed to a constitution which God birthed through a group of God-fearing men." This is, in effect, what most of us who say we're born again have been doing in America for decades. Only 1/4 of the born-again Christians in the U.S. voted in 2008. That means 75 million people who say they've been born again and believe we should live by the Bible did not go to the polls and vote. Mr. Obama won the election by less than 10 million votes. He has been the worst man who ever lived in the White House for killing children in the womb, for promoting the disorder of homosexuality, and for destroying religious liberty. Ladies and gentlemen, are we eating the fruit of our own way and being filled with our own devices, as Proverbs 1:31 warns us? If we don't vote, someone else will choose our children's future. Just who do you trust enough to totally turn over your children to them without your input? Then, will you not let God use you to go vote so as to protect your children's right to hear the gospel of the kingdom of Christ? Are you registered to vote? You only have a few days to register if you are to vote on November 6th. October 9th is the deadline. Will you obey God by ruling in government through your voting? Will you register and then go vote on November 6th? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.